In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
My conversion story really started, I guess, in college. I studied at the University of Pittsburgh, and I considered myself to be somewhat of a spiritual person, I guess you could say, like a free spirit. So I wasn't really looking for a religion, you could say. But my parents named me Amira. They grew up during the civil rights movement. And as a result of that, they were familiar with some of the basic concepts of Islam, but they weren't what you would consider to be Muslims. And so by the time I went to college, I subscribed to the belief that religion was a social construct, that it wasn't really necessary. What really changed was a series of events. I had friends who were Christian, for instance, but I knew for myself that I didn't believe in Christianity. So I would just engage in a few discussions with them, and I realized that they couldn't give me any sort of concrete reasons behind their faith, which is something that they felt, they had a conviction that was, for me, wasn't sound enough. And so really my own journey started when I went to London to study abroad. I was there for a semester. I actually purchased the Quran from my college bookstore, and because I consider myself to be, I guess, a Muslim by association, you could say. I was studying abroad there for a four-month stay. During the first month, I was reading the Quran sort of off and on, haphazardly, you could say. But the verses, I really couldn't really relate enough. I didn't understand it. But fortunately enough for me, the copy that I had had an introduction section. So I started to read that over the course of about a week. And the writer, he explained the tenets of Islam, our belief system. So really for me, it sort of answered so many questions that I had as a child, as a teenager, and even things that I was sort of going through in my own life, just wondering about, why am I here? Is it really just to get a degree, just to go to school? For me, converting, looking at the information and learning about the tenets of Islam, it was as if, you know, before I was seeing the world and my own life blurry. Everything was sort of unclear. And then after learning about the basics, the foundation, it was as if someone had given me glasses and everything was clear. And so I guess for me, converting to Islam was a decision based on reason. It was faith based on reason. And I think for me, that was something somewhat unique. There was no one that convinced me to become a Muslim. I actually gave myself Shahada just from looking online. And then needed to learn how to perform the Salah. And I continued to read the Quran the next day, and happened to come across ayah, the verse in the Quran explaining the command for men and women to guard their modesty. And from that day forward, I began the prayers in addition to covering full time and wearing the hijab. It was a practical decision for me, a personal one, and really was as if, again, it was as if my questions had been answered, when really I didn't even know I was looking for answers. I came across Why Islam from attending some lectures after I had converted, and some teachers there were explaining that Why Islam is a great resource. I had already known most of the information there by then. It was about a year later. So I continued to refer other people to the website, mostly people who are thinking about converting to Islam. Sometimes if I feel like just sharing information about Islam or doing dawah, inviting people to Islam, I'll just post the link to Why Islam on Twitter or Facebook, for instance, because it's a great resource and really interesting and well put. I work in Manhattan now, and so I did have the chance to see the billboard one day on my way to work, and it was nice. It was sort of comforting to see that people who are not familiar with Islam, maybe hostile towards the religion, It was nice to see that they were active in advertising it, not necessarily to convert people or sort of promote a certain agenda, but really just to open people's eyes and hopefully shed some light on their perspective about the religion. The Revert follow-up classes are really a sort of sanctuary for me. I had the chance to live in Texas for a year, a great Muslim community. I also lived in my hometown, New Jersey, when I was teaching as an Islamic school teacher there. But honestly, I could say that this is the first class I've encountered that I feel completely at ease, completely welcome. And I think that's mostly because the target group is for reverts or converts to the faith. So for me, I think it's definitely a source of ease to know every Wednesday I can come and see familiar faces and hear similar experiences and not have my background be questioned or feel I have to prove myself. So I think it's really comforting and it's definitely necessary in the community.